This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show
just for your listening pleasure.
I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And you know what? Get involved. Get engaged somehow. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address, will you please? I only send out one email a week. I let you know what's coming up, what we're going to be doing. Now, earlier, if you're on the email list, I sent you out an email. I've been screaming for years, not kind of sort of years, I've been screaming for years to get involved in helping local businesses, helping American businesses win, to come out on top. Now, one of our newer sponsors makes American flags here in this country. Come on, think about that. And they're expanding all the time. But they're making American flags. They're making them in this country. They're keeping American people working. Did you hear that? American people? They're keeping Americans working. How can that be bad in any way, shape, manner, or form? If you head over to, write this down, because I don't want you to go there right now. Get Grace Alley, ALLEY.com. GetGraceAlley.com. If you go to the website, they have a couple things there. One of the things they have is, it's a handmade, it's a stitched flag. Not printed. Okay, it's an actual stitched flag made in America. We've got one outside. I'll post my picture up later with it. And I love it. I love it. You know why I love it? I love it because it's American-made. It's American flag made in America by American hands. Forgive me. I don't dislike the Chinese people, but I do dislike the fact that we're buying flags from China. Right? Think about this, guys. Come on. Think about this even a little bit. You're displaying a flag on your American pride hanging from your home here in America that was made in China. You're giving your money to the Chinese. We give them enough money. I'm sure they're wonderful people. I know a few Chinese people. Wonderful people. My point here, though, is, yes, it's a nationalist attitude, do agree. Support your locals. Support our own. Let's get these people back to work. Let's make this a 2% unemployment rate. How's that? That's what I want to shoot for. How about we do that? If you head over to that website, you're going to see them making those flags. Now, if you want to donate one, if you want to maybe you want to get a bunch of them to give them to friends or what have you, then send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm telling you, once you get one of these flags, you go, yeah, okay, I got to get one for so-and-so, so-and-so's going to get one, and so-and-so's going to get one. And if you get on their mailing list, you'll get an email from them like once a month telling you, you know, the proper, there is proper flag etiquette, people. You can't drag it on the ground behind you. I'll come over and slap you in the head. Right? I mean, there's so many things you got to do and take care of and keep up on. So anyhow, new sponsor, God bless them. Thank them for being with us. The I want to finish this because I was talking about this earlier as well. You know, the Dems are very sneaky people. When they do some of the legislative things that they do and tell us how great they are and how wonderful they are and all that stuff, I just want to go gag, but that's beside the point. But since we're going to be going over some, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Moments from the past, right? On January 1st, 2015, I think I did this earlier, but I'll hit it really quick. Right, Medicare tax went from 1.45% to 2.35%. Top income tax bracket went from 35% to 39.6%. Top income payroll tax went from 37% to 52%. Capital gains went from 15% to 28%. Now, this is under Obama pushing everything forward because, you know, with more taxes, it helps the economy. Helped the economy so much that we were in the tank. We couldn't get over 3% GDP at all under Obama. Right? I mean, the deficit grew and grew and grew and grew, but this is the right way to do it. These maniacs, these lunatics, would have you believe that this is the right way to make it happen. Estate tax went from zero to 55%, which actually, I got nobody leaving me a whole bunch of money. Right? There's nobody dying. I'm not a Vanderbilt or a Bush or anything like that. But here's the deal. If my grandfather already worked for this stuff, already paid his taxes on it, already busted hump, gave it to my dad who paid taxes on it, who worked on it, why is it that every time they die, I got to give the government more taxes for it? Who are these people? So they can flush more away, so they give more to the Palestinians, more to the Iranians? Really? And you have absolutely no say in what happens. Absolutely none. Think about it. 3.5% of real estate tax, transaction tax was added. This was all because of the ACA. Right? And all these taxes that they were able to sneak in with the ACA were all done by Democrats. So if you want, and you know, the proof is that it's in their DNA now, I'm thoroughly convinced because look at California. They are taxing people out of this state in California. They can't get enough tax money. This is like somebody who's on a binge, a sugar binge, and can't stop eating strawberry sundaes or hot fudge sundaes. Talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. So sit on the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more to talk. I got a lot more to get off my chest. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Seriously, please be part of the conversation. You know, let's help each other get the message out. You know, and you need to be diligent. You need to be diligent online. You need to be diligent, you know, in your conversations with people. I just had this conversation with somebody about, don't let them get away with it anymore. Now, you don't have to be up and in their face, but, you know, somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, posts about how bad we're going to find out this Trump administration has been. Obama was in there 8 years. We had nothing but misery. And that was utopia for these people. So apparently they like being miserable, I guess. I don't know. We're talking about some of the taxes that went into effect under the ACA, and all of them went up. And we're told by the Democrats that we need more taxes, that we can't cut taxes like this, that it never works, trickle-down never works, things get worse, we go deeper into debt. They raised every tax known to mankind in this country when they were in control. Barack Obama lied again when he said he wanted to lower taxes, but the Republicans would let him, because the proof is when he had total control of the government, they raised taxes. They hid those taxes in the ACA. Not a single Republican voted for these new taxes, not a one. They were all passed, buried in the Affordable Care Act. How transparent is that of them, right? And there's still millions who don't understand or don't know that. So they pass in all these laws to raise your taxes. And if you look at California, we are like at the top of the misery index here. Right? Nobody wants to move here anymore. People are trying to get out of here. Listen. Over the last couple of years, 250,000 people have left this state. They've taken over $8 billion in taxes with them. I know of a dozen of them myself. Couldn't handle anymore. I know of another handful of people that are looking for places to go to, because they're done here. California, they're so smart. They think that they're so full of themselves, these legislators. They're so full of themselves. They think they got all... We have the highest poverty rate in the country. That's what a great job they're doing. And what does Brown say? Because we ain't paying enough taxes. What a piece of work he is. The reason it's costing us so much money to fix our infrastructure is because in the 70s, when he was governor, he wouldn't spend any money on them. But people don't know that. They don't care. They don't want to know that. We have the highest tax rate, next to New York, in the country. Yes, this is utopia, people. And they're so full of themselves. They want help from the federal government. I love this. This is like your kids not wanting to do anything you tell them to do or you hold their feet to, but yet they still want to use the car. They still want to eat at your house. They still want to live under your roof. And what I love right now, what's going on, and I didn't have time to talk about it last week because I wasn't here, but the first headbutting is going on over these marijuana laws, because, you know, now, and I'm not in agreement. I don't think marijuana should be easily accessible to everybody. Sorry, guys, I'm not there. This is not the marijuana we grew up with in the 60s and 70s. This is a whole different crop, okay? This has nothing to do with your rights or freedoms or anything else. So, now what they're running into this. Remember that marijuana is still a controlled substance under the federal government, and it's illegal. In California, we have border checkpoints, but they're not at the borders. They're about 8 miles inland. So these people think they've gotten away with it. Then they get in this stretch of road where they can't go anywhere. And guess who pops up out of nowhere? The feds. They have an inspection station. These guys get to the inspection station and run into marijuana. A federal offense. But it's legal to state. That's nice. It's still a federal offense. We're impounding your car, we're taking the dope, and we're fining you. See, you don't get just to change the rules as you go. You don't get to change things just because you don't like them. It doesn't work that way. Never has. Never will. And that's what California thinks. You know, I don't know. Some of you guys are smarter than me, obviously, because you're out actually making money. I'm sitting behind a microphone, but that's beside the point. Anybody remember, who was it, George Wallace, right? When he was governor? Anybody remember what he did? Come on, raise your hand. I'll pick on you. It's not a problem. He was the one that went against the feds, if you recall. Let me see if I can find it. I pulled up the story earlier because it was perfect. Oh, yeah. Governor Wallace. Back in 63. He wasn't letting black people in school. He didn't care what it was all about. He didn't have to give in to the feds. That was until the feds showed up with a federal army in the state. Alabama's governor, right? He took his stance on civil rights was like unmistakable. Segregation, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. He defied a court order, right? Two black students decided to pave the way and, you know, get into the education system, and he wasn't having it. But then the feds showed up, When he told John F. Kennedy, fellow Democrat, when he told John F. Kennedy to go pound sand, guess what happened? Kennedy sent in the National Guard. And Wallace had to finally give in. You're not going to beat the feds, ultimately. That doesn't mean we give in to everything that they want us to do. That's not what I'm saying. But for California, if they think they're going to win this, if they think that they're stubborn enough to win this, that's fine. You're not entitled to all that tax money. You are not entitled to take grant money and not live by the guidelines of the grant. Now, granted, if they already have the grant money, if the grant money says they have to live under certain federal guidelines and rules, then too bad, they need to deal with it. Right? Don't you think? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. California, man, I don't want to make it a whole hour in California. I really don't. But right now, California is more interested in protecting their undocumented immigrants. They want tougher gun laws, think about all these things that they've decided that 2018 should bring. Now, I want you to know something. Over 70% of Californians do not want sanctuary state status. They don't want it. But the loons up in Sacramento decide they know what's better than you do. No, seriously. Those guys need to be examined, mentally examined. And you can't blame the Republicans, no matter what you can't blame the Republicans for this one. They are in total control. Just like the $10 trillion deficit belongs to the Democrats. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening in real time. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work,
then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to me. I am made to wave the flag. I'm the body to wave the flag. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really seriously, I do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here on the air. And, you know, somebody in the Facebook feed, Ricardo, said that when the criminals get prosecuted, I don't want life in prison. Hang them. Send them to the firing squad. You know, in the old days, that's what they did. In the original days of this country, you got a quick appeal, and that was it. We didn't, you know, I have this group keeps getting in touch with me. It's called Conservatives Against the Death Penalty. Capital Punishment. Conservatives Against Capital Punishment. And I always get the biggest kick out of it. Because I say, I'm not against it. You know, well, it's too expensive, and it's torture. Well, it's only torture because we've made it torture. We allow you to have 27,000 appeals, okay? We have to pay all those years for you to be in. I want to go back the way they used to do it. You want an appeal? I mean, look, if the guy, I even asked this guy once. I said, so you're telling me if I sat there and tell you I'm the one that I killed those 19 people, they got me on tape, that's it, we're done, I want to be killed. You say no? Well, you never know, the guy might be crazy. Well, yeah, he was crazy. Killed 19 people. Get him gone. Seriously. No. Just, I want it done and over with. By the way, Ricardo, I agree with you. I think we need to move through this. It needs to be done faster. You know, God forgive us if we get the wrong person. Maybe we need to hold the police departments, the AGs, to a higher standard. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend to have all the answers. But I'm sick of this stuff, too. You know, maybe if we didn't give them 3 square meals a day and make everything so easy for them, it wouldn't be so easy. It wouldn't be so appealing. All right. I don't want to spend a whole hour on this. Oh, God. Didn't even want to spend this much time on this. But California's at it again. Well, they're always at it. They never really quit, right? So California became its own, I don't know. What do you want to call it? Its own lunatic nation, basically, on the first. And what they did is illegal. They can't do it anyhow. You're not a sanctuary state. You can't be. You can't be devoid of federal laws, be part of the union, want union tax money, want protection from the President of the United States, but not want to be part of the United States. Seriously? They want to be like the U.S. equivalent to Scandinavia around here. I don't want to live in Scandinavia. I live here for a reason. God. Now, this the new stuff going into effect is just amazing. On immigration, undocumented immigrants are, you know, they'll really be all over the place here now, right? A new state law, now local authorities, they won't be able to tell the feds they have anybody in custody. They won't be able to ask these guys what their legal state is, what their status is in this country. Right? Furthermore, workplace raids will need a warrant, and workers will have to be given a 72-hour notice. Really? Yeah, that's not federal law. They won't need to go through all that. And you know what? It's not a problem. Not a problem at all. I think what they should do is what they started doing in Los Angeles when the L.A. Police Department, L.A. Sheriff's Department decided they were no longer going to work with the feds. So what did they start doing? They started doing home raids. So now instead of taking Eduardo out because he's been here illegally for 30 years, now they take Grandma, Grandpa, Eduardo, his wife, his 7 children, all of them gone, out. Doesn't that make so much more sense? Come September, parents won't be required to list the gender of their children on the birth certificate. Apparently now you'll be able to write in whatever he wants to be, or whatever they want to be. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say he. Men will also have an easier time changing their kids' diapers, as many more public buildings will have to provide changing stations in men's restrooms, too. Have to. Love it. Let's not force... Forget about freedoms in California. You don't have freedom for much of anything. I mean, don't give me this stuff. Well, you got beautiful weather. You can drive to the mountains 1 hour and then drive down. No, you can't. You won't be able to afford the tax money on the gas. Schools won't be allowed to deny school lunch to children who can't afford it, and they'll have to provide free tampons and sanitary supplies for students in grades 6 through 12. Companies with a staff of 26 or more will have to pay their employees at least $11 per hour, up from $10. In smaller companies, the minimum wage will be $10.50. It will be illegal to ask prospective employees for their salary history. And equal pay laws will cover government jobs, too. Well, there you go. Right? So now, you think government's expensive now? Wait till this kicks in. See, the whole idea when you went to work for the government was security. Not how much money you were going to make, but security. New parents working in companies of 20 or more employees will be able to take up to 12 weeks of parental leave. Isn't that cool? So now what happens is you go to work for somebody, because now you can't not hire somebody just because they're pregnant, because they look like they're going to pop any minute. So now you need somebody desperately to come in. Somebody comes in, they go to work. 4 weeks later, they give birth. They're gone for 12 weeks. Boy, didn't that help you out? Oh, refinancing a mortgage and other real estate transactions will now be subject to a $70 fee. You ready for this? It goes towards low-income housing so people can afford to buy homes that don't make a whole bunch of money. So you're going to charge me more money because I've worked harder to save my money to get into a house for somebody who can't afford to get into a house. Okay, that makes sense. I'm telling you, it's in the air. School officials will no longer be allowed to carry concealed weapons on campus, and open carry of unloaded guns can now be forbidden by... Look, at open carry is already forbidden in California. They changed it a while back. Further, people would need to get a serial number if they intend to assemble their own gun. Families would no longer have to pay fees for handling of their children while in juvenile justice system, and minors will no longer serve life sentences without parole. Can you say, Jesus, come now. What are you waiting for? Marijuana. Finally, people in California will be free to smoke a marijuana recreationally, but not everyone will have easy, legitimate access. Only a few cities will have retailers licensed to sell recreational pot. You know, the great thing about the California legislature, they do these one-page laws, right? And see how they shake out. Just wonderful. And then they wonder why everything blows up, right? Commercial bus riders will do not wear a seatbelt might be fined up to $20. Oh, yes. Yeah, take more of our rights away. I mean, the less we're allowed to do, the better, right? Antibiotics for animals will need prescriptions now, and cleaning products will have to have clear labels for hazardous chemicals, plus AIDS will be treated like all other communicable diseases. Now, you ready for this one? She sent you to orbit. Knowingly transmitting HIV will no longer be a felony. So you know you have a deadly disease, and passing it on to somebody without telling them first that you have it, or may be a carrier of it, is just fine. And you're telling me that those loons, what are you doing in California? Those loons in Sacramento are done. They should be locked up themselves. Pelosi. We started to do this earlier in the first hour. Pelosi's trying to explain. Let me get to the part that I like the most, though. I don't know where it is, but so this is Pelosi trying to explain in an interview why they didn't lie about the ACA, why everything is fine with it, and you can still keep your doctor, right? I mean, she was serious.
Health care for all Americans. It's about choice. If you like what you have and you want to keep it, you have the choice to do that.
Are you? No. Are you kidding me? She didn't believe that. She knew. They all knew. We found that out later on, so she lied. And didn't have a problem with it. Didn't blink once.
You accountable for saying something that turned out not to be correct.
Well, it's not that it's not correct. It's about choice. If you like what you have and you want to keep it, you have the choice to do that. It's that if you want to keep it, and it's important for the insurance company to say to people, this is what your plan does. It doesn't prevent you from being discriminated against.
Right, I didn't understand anything she said. We'll play it back when you come back from the break. I'm Joe, senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Intly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I ain't going to school. I've done me enough learning. I'm Joe Mateo, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Seriously, I very much enjoy the time you're commenting on Facebook, commenting on the regular. We have a live, what's that they call it, chat room. Up on the website, you find that at therealside.com. California, Jess. And Pelosi, she's one of mine. Well, she says she is, I don't know. That's scary in and of itself. But Pelosi is trying to defend the ACA back in, I don't know, what was it, 13, 14, somewhere around there? And I love it because she's tripping all over herself.
Basis of pre-existing conditions. It doesn't, lifetime limits, annual limits, and the
There's
rest
There's a bottom
of that.
Line to this, which I think people understand and the president has acknowledged, which is if there are not, the government is deciding. There have.
See, she's trying to explain that it's not true that if you keep your, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You cannot keep your doctor. It's that simple.
And people understand, and the president has acknowledged, which is, if there are not, the government is deciding, there have to be minimum standards that are minimum requirements in any health care plan.
Yeah.
So if you have something and you like it and it doesn't meet what the government says you have to have, you cannot keep it.
If you
that's
had,
not what you say.
If
here.
You had your plan before the enactment of the law in 2000.
Did you ever hear him say that? I never heard him say that.
And 10. If you had your plan before, there is nothing in the law that says you have to. But, you know, again, we can go back. And
let me take you somewhere else, because I like to do that. I want to make sure that you really don't get an answer from me, because I don't want to be locked into anything. Now, I know this is old news and we're hashing it over again. I'm trying to show you that over and over and over and over, these people have never told us the truth. Nothing has ever worked out the way they said it was going to. And I'm talking about these far-left Dem loons. Pelosi needs to retire. Actually, for us, she needs to stay. If I was a Dem, I'd be begging her to retire.
This is an important deal, because the grandfathering has changed. And the bottom line is, the president has acknowledged, it doesn't seem like you're acknowledging, that saying to people back in 2009, hey, this is going to be easy. If you like what you have, you can keep it.
And
this is all about choice.
You could, if you had your plan until the enactment of the law in 2000. The grandfathering is for those before 2000. But let me say this, and I commend the president. He's gracious.
Gracious. He's forcing me to buy something I don't want. He's giving me a policy that I don't need, and he's fining me if I won't buy it. That's great. I'm telling you, I use a different dictionary than the Dems do, apparently.
And he's taking responsibility. But that doesn't mean that there was anything in the law that said, if you like what you had before 2010, you couldn't keep it. I think it's really important to make that point. He took responsibility for the big picture, and that's important for him to do, because that's what people see.
But the bottom line is, people are getting policies that are canceled, and that was not the representation that was made.
And
it was also foreseeable. It was part of the debate that this actually happened.
Well, now, I would agree with you for the policy since 2010, but not for the 2000 before. But the president has also said that the insurance companies, and many of them have been very responsible, and some not.
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor...
In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
You will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. If you institute this system, health care man, my doctor will move to Mars at last.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep him, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was, you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.
I can't. That one, I love that one. That's the one that Kim Injection did. But, you look at this stuff and you say, these guys, there's no way these people are telling us the truth, or even want to tell us the truth for that matter, because it just would make it so bad for them. Another quick story. Listen, I love this one. This one to me is great. You know, remember, and I've beat these people up before. Al Gore has not got it right since the 70s. We do, every Earth Day, we do the story, and all the predictions that they made would happen, and none of them have happened, not a one. Remember, Al Gore said that the North Pole would be completely ice-free by today. And I'm sorry, unless it all settled on the East Coast, it's just not true. He predicted that the North Polar ice cap would be completely ice-free in 5 years. I think I can. Do I have enough time for this one? I think so. I mean, and I love it. Because once this stuff goes on video, there's no way for these guys to get away from this, is there?
The science of ice fell when they saw this minimum in 2005, which meant that the amount of ice that had melted, it's been roughly the size of the continental United States, minus an area roughly the size of Arizona, nothing against Arizona. But the amount that melted in 2005 was equivalent to an area covering everything east of the Mississippi River in the United States. Then, when the real shock to the scientists came, was in 2007. Their phrase was, it fell off a cliff. And then the extra amount that melted was this much. Now, this covers the area of ice. It does not cover the volume of the ice. And Bob Correll referred to this. The U.S. Naval Postgraduate School has a team that integrates the U.S. Navy's nuclear submarines that go under the ice cap and satellite measurements that are calibrated to work with it. And based on that, they said actually 2008 had a smaller minimum, probably, than 2007. And these are figures that are fresh.
You got to love this guy.
I don't know if they've been, I don't know when they were released, but I just got them yesterday from Dr. Vashlav Maslowski at the Naval Postgraduate School. And this is the volumetric record of the ice. And some of the models suggest to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free.
This guy's amazing. He is, you know, in the Old Testament for you Christians, remember, they used to stone these guys when they were wrong. This guy would have been in pieces by now. Right? 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 years. Right? That was back then. In 2006, he actually put up a paper that said within the next 10 years, the world will reach a point of no return. And it'll be a true planetary emergency. Well, I think we're a year over that. I guess we're done. There's no return, so why bother? I mean, it's done, right? Let's burn the place down. Matter of fact, the ice is growing on the polar caps. We're not losing anywhere near what they said they were going to. This actually now, and I'm not going to do the story tonight, but I will later on this week, but there's actually scientists are now saying that we're looking at a mini ice age by 2030. So, Al, stop smoking the crack pipe. Knock it off, will you? You got these loons running around screaming your dogma on this stuff, and you haven't hit it yet. Look, anybody else who missed it even once, when President Trump misses it by 0.001% of a point, he's a liar. He's wrong. He needs to go. Al Gore has made hundreds of millions of dollars. You talk about a true fear monger, he's got the market cornered on this. He has made hundreds of millions of dollars on you, right? By spewing lies. There's no science there. Even the scientists are backing away from him. But you still keep pushing it. You keep pushing this mantra of climate change, which is man-made. And come on, people. Really, seriously. We've been monitoring in some way, shape, manner, or form the weather for what? A couple of hundred years? Really? If the Earth is truly billions of years old, that number wouldn't, there's no scientist in the world would stake his reputation on that number, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up in the next, I'm going through all the stories I've been chomping at the bit to do. Marie Harf from Fox News, she was Obama's communication director. She said that the reason ISIS has been defeated was because of what was laid out by the Obama administration. The reason the economy is doing so much better is because this guy is sick. And the team around him were sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address so I can send you information on the show. And
meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?